This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. You know what? I fight with this thing every day. One of these days, I am going to win this battle somehow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, spend with me, really, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Come on, you know the gig, you know the drill. Part of the solution, right? Today's Labor Day. I don't know if, does anybody, do you guys really, I don't go look. Is anybody really know what Labor Day is about? Do they know why we should be celebrating it? Any clue? Because it's really funny how much we do as a nation without actually kind of sort of knowing what we're doing. You know, I call them, what is it, beer and pizza or beer and beach holidays. It's like craziness. Anyway, hopefully you're comfortable and safe somewhere in California where some areas are, I don't want to say braving, but they, you know, they got fires going on around them. They got 100 plus degree temperature. We hit 116 here the other day. I keep wanting to know who left the gates to hell open. I mean, seriously, close them. What's going on over there? Anyhow, you know, we're going to have Kimberly Moreno be on after the break. We'll be talking about, you know, a little bit about the dust-up. You know, isn't it funny how they're getting more and more, the Democrats are getting more and more rabid, more and more desperate in throwing out these stories now that you're saying, ow. And throwing out the stories that you're seeing with Donald Trump, President Trump, disparaging our veterans. It's a load of bunk. Right? Come on. You know it as well as I do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once you're involved and once you're engaged, you know, I want you to be part of the solution, so seriously. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you don't really can't stand that much, let them know about what's going on, too. All right, so back to what today is about, a boot. If you're a Canadian listener, it's a boot, right? And when you think about Labor Day, I kind of joke about it a little bit, right? Most of you know today was Labor Day, and what it is, I don't know. It sounds like a day to celebrate work, but it really isn't, right? Maybe it's a day when we celebrate the ability for women to give birth. What do you think? No? Not that either, huh? Or is it just a day off with pay? Is it a barbecue day? Is it a beach day? Is it a celebration of the end of summer, as some of us say? Actually, it's a day for us to celebrate workers, at least so we're told. But who really loves to work? I mean, I don't know about you guys. If over the last few years, you're not going to see it now because you've got too many other protests going on. But we saw SEIU flags or SEIU whatevers, right? We saw the SEIU shirts and what have you in years gone by with the communist flag. Well, I don't do that anymore. Now they got the Antifa flag. They don't need the communist flag anymore. But we've seen that over the years. They're marching in solidarity. Solidarity to what? Right? So originally Labor Day was an olive branch. It was extended by Grover Cleveland after he sent American troops in to stop the railroad workers' strike and 12 workers were killed. So he gave him a day off with pay. I don't know if he gave him with pay. It's just amazing. I appreciate the sacrifices American workers have made over the years, right? To feed their families and buy homes and cars, provide children's education, and make a good life for themselves. But isn't that what the American dream is all about? I was talking to a young man today I had in my studio. Came here from, I think it was Poland. I mean, he came here from a country that had, you know, dirty water, was oppressed early on. And he just talked about how sad he is for this country. He came here for the freedoms that people want to lose. Anyway, story for another day. Now, come on, let's be honest with each other. In early days of America, we had our shameful moments. Workers were taken advantage of. They were working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'd being replaced permanently if they were out sick for a day or two. Even plant workers at times were beaten for not working hard enough. Pretty bad. But you know, what I always love to say about us, about Americans, is we admit to our mistakes, we work it through, we clean it up, and we try to do better. But America's come a long way. I know somebody's going to have a heart attack in a minute. I'll give the unions credit for helping some of these working conditions out, because in the early days, they helped out tremendously. All right? But somewhere along the way, like big corporations, the unions took a bad turn. Worker salary shouldn't be based on what the company makes. It should be based on, you know, a fair day's wage. It's what, you know, you guys have heard me say this before, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but here's the deal. The cashier at Walmart doesn't create jobs for other people. The person who started some of these companies that you're working for, when you love to say it's the workers that keep, well, there wouldn't be any workers if some couple, some guy, some girl got up in the middle of the night and decided they were going to go into business for themselves. They were going to put their house up as a collateral for the loan they needed to start the business. Maybe they didn't finish college. Maybe didn't send a kid to college. Maybe didn't buy that other car. I know it was being a business owner, me and Tammy, for quite some time, months at a time, we kept our paychecks in a drawer because we couldn't cash them. But the employees weren't stuck. Talk more about this the other side of the break. Kimberly Marin joins me. Don't go far. There's a lot going on. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We're back. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot happening there. But right now, I just want to bring her in. I have so much fun when she's on with us, and I know you guys look forward to having her on every week. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, with that kind of New England perspective. You know, the calm, cool, kind of low-key. How you doing, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't know any... buddy from the East Coast that is low key and laid back. Let me just tell you, unless you're dope heads, those anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't know anybody like that either, really.
You know, they call people like the Boston Bulldog from there for a reason. There is no calm moment, you know, especially if you're Italian. Then
oh, forget it, because you're Italian. You're not only yelling with your voice, you're yelling with your hands.
Yeah, there you go. And I saw the cross picture you put up. Thanks a lot.
Yes. I went and I got my, I went to an Italian bakery yesterday, too, in Massachusetts, and got some cannolis.
Oh, make them. I make them. I'll send you a recipe.
I make them. I can make them, but I wasn't, I was, by the time I made them and then brought them to my child, it would have been, they wouldn't have been good.
Well, anyhow.
So it was a long, it was a full day event. I had to go to my stylist.
All right. So listen, let's, can you believe again this president is out there disparaging military veterans, making fun of people that died for our freedom? Can you, I don't believe it, but listen, you people who were, see, I'm irritated. Another story, another real story from anonymous sources who must have been anonymously there with anonymous facts we're supposed to believe, right?
Yep. Yep. See, I mean, when Trump is trusted more than the media, there's a problem, because there was just a poll released that Trump is trusted more than the media on COVID. But Congress is trusted more than the media these days. And it's because the media has been doing this type of thing since the 2016 election. They primped and pumped up Trump to get have him win the primary because they figured he would easily lose against Clinton.
Right.
But then he didn't. They've been angry and psychopathic for the past 3.5 years. And the media is just another flying monkey for the Democrat Party. They are going to, you know, I haven't been writing in a while because I've been so busy. But then I had to write a couple things this weekend. But somebody brought up a good thread. I've happened upon this thread, and it's just talking about the hit pieces are going to keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a completely coordinated attack. As soon as this came out from the Atlantic, the Biden campaign and Democrats all over the place had ads using it.
Yep.
Ads. Biden gave a press conference. It was supposed to be about his economic plan, which he does not freaking have other than to kill jobs and raise taxes. But so they came out. So it was clearly, I mean, it was obvious that it was a coordinated attack between the media and Democrats and the Biden campaign. Absolutely obvious.
And you're right. It's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop. No. So. What's going to happen is they're going to keep bringing up new things. And then some idiot said something, more former cabinet members are going to come out and say stuff about Trump. Whatever, you're former for a reason. But what they're going to do is...
Well,
so,
there'll be 26 more women that show up and say that he sexually assaulted them in the last 3.5 years. Watch.
Exactly. So, but what they're going to do is... the reason they're doing this is because they know Biden and Harris have their voters already. It's their base of far left wingers, their base of people who hate Trump. But that's it. They don't have all these other regular people that they want to capture the vote, and they can't because they have nothing to offer anyone.
No.
They really literally have nothing to offer voters. And there's obviously zero excitement. I mean, I don't know if you saw it today, but Biden was sitting with four people out in the grass somewhere having a conversation. It's awkward. It's tired. It's worn. And Kamala Harris was somewhere today. Oh, she met with Jacob Blake. Of course, she didn't meet with his sexual assault victim, but that's a whole different ballgame. She wouldn't take questions. Biden only takes scripted questions from chosen members of the press that his campaign chooses, and they don't take any questions or actually talk about policy. They just talk about how bad Trump is. So they can't get new voters because they have nothing to offer them. So what they're going to try to do is pick off voters from Trump. Whether those voters vote for them, a third party, or don't vote at all, it's a win for them.
Yeah.
It's taking a vote away from Trump.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work for them. And they can do this all they want to do. I think this is actually going to hurt them again. I do not believe
this
in big numbers. You know what I'm saying?
But this is what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, this is because they're so bad. Like, Democrats, we've talked about this God, how long have I been on your show now? I can't even remember.
3 years.
But we've been talking about this for a while, how Democrats have spent 3.5 years trying to remove Trump from office instead of trying to build a coalition, build good policies that they could show they're different than Trump, that they would work better for America, to try to win the election and get a good candidate in for the 2020 presidential election. But they didn't bother doing any of that.
No,
and meanwhile,
policies, but go ahead.
Meanwhile, the far left took over their freaking party.
Yep.
And they're now beating up people and killing people in the streets.
So do you want to see real?
No.
Listen, you're on the right path here, but I want you to think about something. You want to talk about dementia and how sick these people are. So now they're screaming, Trump has done nothing to make, to fix COVID. He's done nothing to help the American people.
Yeah.
So now he comes out, he says, look, we could have a COVID vaccine right around the corner here. And now what are they saying?
Yeah.
Can't trust Trump to have the vaccine. We don't know if it's going to really work, and we don't know this, and it's just a political move, and it's like, Trump will come out and say, hey, we may have the cure for cancer next Friday. Well, you can't trust Trump because you don't know if it's really a cure for cancer. Like, you people are sick.
They were screaming about a vaccine before, right? Mm-hmm. Screaming about it. And then, Trump says, Trump is the... And it's not Trump creating the frickin' vaccine, which I wouldn't take anyway, but it's organizations and people who are experts in this that they have human trials going on right now. The left was screaming about vaccines before. Now they're against them because probably one will come out.
Mm-hmm.
They just...
Well, if it comes out before the election, it's a political ploy. It couldn't be to save lives. It's just a political ploy, right?
Yeah. Look, if Trump cured cancer, they would say he was just trying to put oncologists out of business.
All right. We gotta go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Really, a lot more of this on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump blamed radical left Democratic governors and mayors for unrest that is continuing in cities across the country. Rochester, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Portland, all had bad nights, all weekly run by radical left Democrat governors and mayors. Trump tweeted, get the picture? In Brooklyn, five people were shot late Sunday night, including a six-year-old boy during an outdoor celebration. Meanwhile, in Rochester, New York, police arrested 11 people and three police officers were injured after protests turned violent for the third night in a row. And in Portland, Oregon, protests continued, hitting the 100th day of unrest since demonstrations began following the death of George Floyd back in May. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "Secure your streets. It is incumbent on Democrats and their mayors to step up." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, lots you can get involved with. But let me get back to my guest, Kimberly Moran. I don't know. I'm going to call her co-host on Mondays because you're here every Monday and we're dealing with the issues of the day, the weekend. Man, a lot of crazy stuff went on. And with the long weekend, it's probably even worse for some. But anyhow, seriously, anything exciting coming out of New Hampshire?
We have our primary on Tuesday.
Ooh. That's exciting.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of infighting going on both from both parties. Trump supported, threw his support behind some candidates in the primary, which is not cool, in my opinion, or in a lot of Republicans' opinions. And the governor's done the same thing, it seems. I've pretty much stayed out of the fray. This is actually the first year I endorsed a couple of candidates. I don't normally, because I haven't been writing as much about politics, I'm like, yeah, I can endorse this time, you know?
Yep.
But I only did a couple. I can't wait till election season. This election is over.
But you've got friends. I've got friends that are talking. I mean, left. I know people go, "You have friends on the left." Yeah, we have friends on the left, and because they're not all nuts like you see on TV. I mean, some of them, they really don't know what's going on with their party. We're not all political junkies, right? I mean, seriously,
right?
You know, yeah.
Regular people aren't.
Some people are home every day. You know, they go to work, they come home, they cook their meal. By the time they turn on the news, it's all over anyhow. So they're not like us all day long, right?
No. Yeah, and believe me, they're probably better off. They're much more blissful because I remember when I was like that. I remember the days when I had no clue. Oh, it was so nice back then. My life was really so much better. So our primary is coming up, which will be interesting. And I'll be getting some ballots counts again. And it's going to be interesting for your decision desk. It's going to be interesting because how's it going to work with the mail-in voting?
Oh, you know what you I mean? Won't know for a couple of days. Well, listen, does New Hampshire pre-count or do they count the day of?
They count the day of.
Okay.
They count the day of. But mostly what I see them doing is counting after. I mean, I've been to some that's been like freaking hours late, 4 hours later. But like, you know, they said, you know, if you can't wait 3 hours at one place to get the mail-in counts. You know, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be way worse in November, but it's still going to cause problems with the primary. Not only that, but people are freaking out because they're like, they're being told, some people are being told, oh, you have to wear a mask, which is not true. They cannot force you to wear a mask to vote. That would be suppressing your vote. So it's not true. People can, there's going to be an area where if people don't wear masks, they can go vote there. I don't know. COVID's not going to appear in the masked people area.
Chicago shootings are up 80%. You're probably you have a better chance of dying at the polling booth than you do from, you know, anything else there. It's just amazing than COVID or anything else there. You've seen crime has risen almost 500% in New York City, but de Blasio says it's all Trump's fault. Cuomo says it's all Trump's fault. The Portland, I mean, my God, it's just amazing. Are they really that sick, that demented, that they think this stuff is actually taking hold?
Joe, CNN just tweeted something out, and of course I responded. excuse me. They tweeted something out. I'm going to see if I can find it. Trump wants to divide us by exploiting what he hopes are subconscious fears, by making it look like Democrats are going to allow danger in your quiet suburbs. This couldn't be further from the truth. So I responded, I'm like, but we're actually watching it happen before our very eyes. Do you really hate your readers that much? Because we're all watching this.
Wait a minute. This was the station. Remember, this was the network who two reporters as there was a building burning behind them. Okay? Yeah. As people were being smashed in the face and cars were on fire. We're saying it's a mostly peaceful protest as far as we've seen. And he goes, oh my God, then find a different place. Are you that stupid? Find a different place to take a picture.
Right. You know, as someone who is writes and whatever, I know exactly the kind of pictures to take if you want to, you know, show something in a certain light. I'm like, so I was watching, I don't know if you saw any of the videos, in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
People were out enjoying dinner.
Yep.
And Black Lives Matter decided to just infringe on them and scream and yell in their faces, take drinks of their stuff, you know, cursing, swearing, attacked a guy on a bike who was just trying to get through that area. He wasn't even on his bike. He was holding it, screaming in his ear with a megaphone, and then attacked him a couple of times.
Those are all votes for Trump, though.
These are all just regular Americans, and a lot of them might have supported Black Lives Matter, or maybe they support some of the stuff they believe in, but I can tell you right now, they're not going to vote for Biden. They're not, people aren't blaming Trump for this.
No.
They know that these people are psychopaths. The left has supported them, bailed them out of jail. Kamala Harris was posting something to help bail these violent scumbags out of jail.
Wow.
Democrats support this. Biden took months to even say anything about it.
Under the radar. Did you read that Biden tapped Buttigieg, Rice, and Yates for the presidential transition team?
Yeah, Susan, it was a video in Benghazi, Rice. Really?
And these people call Trump the liar, right? This is the stuff that just totally floors me at times, like how they could do it right in your face like that. So listen, you know, here's... You heard that you talked about it earlier, that she visited Jacob Blake, right? You heard she said that she was proud of him. Now, I want you to think about something. And this is where people, this is not only the party of non-responsibility, but they don't want any rules to apply to their side or people they care for. So we've come to the point in this country where a loving father, because this is what they're calling him, with an outstanding arrest warrant for aggravated sexual assault, right? He can violate his restraining order against him. He's got an armed knife. He's ignoring police orders, resisting arrest, right? Shook off the effects of what, two tasers?
Yeah.
I mean, got in a van with his kids. He
wasn't Kamala Harris is proud of him, Joe. Democrats are proud of him and his anti-Semitic father. Yeah. That's your Democrat Party, kids. That is everything they represent. They hold up and, they hold up and memorialize criminals, which they've actually been doing for several years, but they do it even more now. And they attack people that are potentially heroes or are good people that didn't do anything wrong, like Nick Sandman.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That was a wonderful win. Now, $250 million for CNN, probably not a big deal, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, they wanted to go away quickly. But he's not done with them yet, is he? He's not done with the media people yet, is he?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's still got a ways to go. God bless him. Hey, got a lot of guts. I love kids like that. By the way, I have a new saying for BLM, right? We should call it, instead of, you know, Black Lives Matter, we could call it Burning, Looting, and Mayhem.
That's more appropriate.
Yeah, isn't it? So, you know, I believe in BLM. I believe that they're burning, looting, and creating mayhem. We've seen that over and over and over again. The other thing is, don't you find it interesting that the lefties are now saying that Kamala Harris is not responsible for her ancestors owning slaves? So why am I? Let that sink in.
Well, apparently I am too, even though I didn't have any ancestors who owned slaves. It's just because I'm white.
I don't get it. So she gets a pass, even though historically you can find that her family owned slaves.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a gimme. That's an okay. I don't know.
Joe, you have to understand something. You have to understand something. Everything is backwards with the left. Everything.
You're right.
Somebody posted, and I don't know if you saw this.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Okay,
the tables were turned
on
the left, and they don't like it.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran after the break. We'll be right back.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020Safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020Safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website. I want your email address. Okay? Seriously, I want your email address. And, you know, or if you want, you can be alerted by text alerts simply by texting TRS. I always get this wrong. TRS is 77222. TRS is 77222. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling. And so I can just pump her up so she doesn't go to bed until 3 o'clock. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah. It's been bad. I'm actually on vacation, and I've been up to like 3 and 4 every morning because the news has just gone crazy.
Oh, it just doesn't stop. And it's all lies on Trump 24/7, which is just hilarious. It's almost like they can't find... They can't find anything truthfully negative, so they just throw everything at him, don't they?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like this in my life. The media propped up Obama. They covered for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They did never held him accountable. That's when, obviously, I mean, that's when I knew the media was a problem, then, which is why I got involved in politics. Everybody knows the story. But what they're doing now is they're not even hiding anymore that they're just an arm of the Democrat Party. Before, they used to try to pretend like they had some semblance of you know, journalistic integrity.
Yeah, no.
They don't anymore. They don't care. They are just out there. Their agenda, their left-wing agenda, has become more important than their actual journalistic integrity. That's the opposite of what journalism is supposed to be about.
Oh, yeah.
There are very few journalists out there.
They are not. But here's the deal. When you start going through, what is it, the walkaway movement, right? They do these 3 to 5 minute videos, or they'll write a piece before they walk away, and you can read it. And I'm reading this stuff, and every one of them calls out the media. Every one of them says, you know, the media's covering up what my party was doing. Now I really know what they're like. This is not what I signed up for. One guy said he had been an activist for 20 years in the Democrat Party, just short of having Hillary tattooed on his forehead. And we really saw what his party was about. All the things that he was brought up believing that they were for the, you know, the average worker, and Republicans were for the rich. These people are seeing it, and the younger people, God bless them, they're seeing it. They don't like it.
Yep.
They hate being lied to, you know?
It's so, and you know this, and there's people that are taking the red pill now. That's a lot of the walkaway people.
Yep.
I mean, I've been seeing some videos, like, people are just coming out right now. But, like, I started looking into stuff and doing research, and oh, my God, they've been lying to us this whole time. Yes, they have. And they do that because they have no, Democrats have zero respect for their voters. They keep them intentionally dumbed down and teach them to be intolerant of others, because they have taught them that anyone who disagrees with their ideology is evil and hateful and hates them. And a lot of Democrats are waking up to that, because they're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi, what she's done. I mean, she's opened up the eyes of a lot of Democrats. I'm watching these people come on TV, or, you know, there's little vids, and they're saying, look, I've been a Democrat all my life. I'll never vote for her again. I have a shop in San Francisco as well. I saw what they did to so-and-so, and, you know, she's raised over $300,000 since they shut down her, I mean, somebody said,
good, hopefully she'll get the hell out of there and go move somewhere else.
I hope, yeah. Well, if she doesn't, I wouldn't give her another nickel. It's time to go.
Okay, so I don't understand why y'all even live in California. I got to admit it, because when I saw that there's rolling blackouts, I was like, what? Is this like Venezuela?
No. This gets even better. This is going to make your head spin. You might not be able to go to sleep for 2 days. Okay? So here's the deal. So Governor Nuisance will not let the electric companies clean up the forest areas around the stanchions, you know, the electrical lines, right? So they can't get in there to maintain anything, really. So they can't clean up the ground, and they can't really maintain these lines. So in heavy winds, the lines fall, and you know what they do? They spark, and they start a fire, okay? No, but it's even better. And then, we have these wind farms up and down the state. So
Cause fires, too.
So in heavy winds, they shut the wind farms down, so they'll stop producing electricity because they can't store the electricity. They can only produce it, right? They shut down the electricity in the areas where there's heavy winds to make sure that there's no fires, although it didn't work last night, but that's beside the point, okay? And we're having 100, I mean, my area, we had 116 degrees here yesterday.
Whoa.
And it's, you know what they say, it's a dry heat? That means, Jack, it's still hot. All right? So that's just a way of them trying to make themselves believe it's better. But, so they were getting ready. But yours truly, I've got a generator that'll run the whole house. I'm not putting up with it. I'm talking air conditioning.
Smart.
And everything. So, but yeah, this is, This is just the state that's cutting edge on technology and everything else. And anyway, it's really funny to watch these people. You're right. Nuts.
Well, and it's still, of course, forest management has been an issue because the green global warming cultists don't want them to get in and manage the forest so that there's not so many fires. They're literally global warming cultists are killing people. Californians, wake up. Get them the hell out of your legislature. Jeez.
Oh, no, they think the same way. I'm sorry. Look, I am sorry. The people leaving have finally got fed up. But, you know, somebody made a statement the other day that they're moving to Texas, and God forbid, I hope they're not voting blue again. That's what we're in this place.
Oh, God, but this is what they do. So we have that problem in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the freest state and probably the best state in all of New England. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that. I lived in Massachusetts. I actually lived in Vermont for a little while. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. But they're all nice, pretty states, don't get me wrong. But Maine is being pushed over the edge because of the lunatics in Portland. But New Hampshire, we got the same problem. We have people from out of state. If you look at our state legislature, most of them aren't originally from New Hampshire.
Right.
They're from another state, and then they come here and they bring their craptastic policies here and put them into place. Now, there's a bunch of people from out of state, like me, that do the opposite. You know what I mean? We fight for freedom because we actually have a chance and a prayer here. I didn't in Massachusetts. I wasn't getting anything my way in Massachusetts. But in New Hampshire, I can. So, yeah, that's exactly what happens. They come from all these states and other states because they hate the policies, but then they want to put them in place in the state that they move to and destroy another state.
I have the same problem in the area I live in. Look, we have and I'm not just saying like the normal, we have, I think, the eighth safest city in the state of California. All right? We have more parks than any other city our size. Our schools are award-winning schools. The kids go on, the students can go on to some of the big-name colleges across the country. We are a model city to a big degree. So what happens, and we have 65, I know it's crazy, we have 65 different elected officials, 300,000 people, and it's considered a small city, all right? And it's in L.A. County. It's one of the last conservative, Republican bastions left. So Katie Hill came up here, and Christy Smith. They took the seats in the year of the women for the Democrats, and they tore this place up. Okay, they're the one. Christy Smith was the one that pushed AB 5. You know what AB 5 is, right? It's the job killer bill where what is it? The Lyft and jobs like that. She was the one pushing that. Now she wants to go to Congress. All right, and she refused it. She won't come on my show. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. She's a coward. I'm not going to berate her, but I'm going to ask her questions at all the other little footsie places she goes to. They won't ask her. And then, Katie Hill was too busy doing her thing with everybody she got her hands on, so she couldn't get past any meaningful legislation either. But now they want the water boards, they want the school boards. The only school board that went total Dem is now into the, they're trying to pass BLM, to bring BLM curriculum in, and you're going, my God, voted for these people. You left places you hated because of the way the schools in the city were, and you come up here and you want to make it the same way? It is a sickness. Sorry.
It really is. And, I saw the BLM curriculum over this weekend. I was looking into it. Really, really... People need to wake the hell up. I know some white people feel guilty or whatever because they're white, but you're not a racist just because you're white, kids. You didn't do anything wrong. It's okay to love everyone and not judge them by their skin color, but judge them by the content of their character.
But you
to take
and I,
words from Martin Luther King Jr. Okay?
You and I have been talking about this for years. Remember when they had these kids curled up in a ball crying their brains out, and I said to you, this is bad? They're making these white kids feel bad for their skin color?
Yep. They're making them hate their own selves and their country. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
So it's horrifying.
They need to be defunded for doing that. And I'm fighting it now in my own district, and so are some others. Anyway, hey, tell people where they can find your writings. You've got great stuff.
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, she's got one that would set fire to if they could, if the screen was paper, which is all of Trump's accomplishments. Check it out. Sober Senior Host, don't go far. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. All right, we're going to analyze you. We'll be back in a little bit.